Sulpicius Severus. The Sacred History. Book 1. Chapter 1. I address myself to give a condensed account of those things which are set forth in the sacred scriptures from the beginning of the world, and to tell of them, with distinction of dates and according to 1. Their importance, down to period within our own remembrance. Many who are anxious to become acquainted with divine things by means of a compendious treatise, have eagerly entreated me to undertake this work. I, seeking to carry out their wish, have not spared my labor, and have thus succeeded in comprising in 2 short books things which elsewhere filled many volumes. At the same time, in studying brevity, I have omitted hardly any of the facts. Moreover, it seemed to me not out of place that, after I had drawn through the sacred history down to the crucifixion of Christ, and the doings of the apostles, I should add an account of events which subsequently took place. I am, therefore, to tell of the destruction of Jerusalem, the persecutions of the Christian people, the times of peace which followed, and of all things again thrown into confusion by the intestine dangers of the churches. But I will not shrink from confessing that, wherever reason required, I have made use of profane historians to fix dates and preserve the series of events unbroken, and have taken out of these what was wanting to a complete knowledge of the facts, that I might both instruct the ignorant and carry conviction to the learned. Nevertheless, as to those things which I have condensed from the sacred books, I do not wish so to present myself as an author to my readers, that they, neglecting the source from which my materials have been derived, should be satisfied with what I have written. My aim is that one who is already familiar with the original should recognize here what he has read there, for all the mysteries of divine things cannot be brought out except from the fountainhead itself. I shall now enter upon my narrative. Chapter 2. The world was created by God nearly 6,000 years ago, as we shall set forth in the course of this book, although those who have entered upon and published a calculation of the dates, but little agree among themselves. As, however, this disagreement is due either to the will of God or to the fault of antiquity, it ought not to be a matter of censure. After the formation of the world, man was created, the male being named Adam, and the female Eve. Having been placed in paradise, they ate of the tree from which they were interdicted, and therefore were cast forth as exiles into our earth. 2. To them were born Cain and Abel, but Cain, being an impious man, slew his brother. He had a son called Enoch, by whom a city was first built. 3. And was called after the name of its founder. From him Irad, and from him again Metushah was descended. He had a son called Methusalem, and he, in turn, begat Lamech, by whom a young man is said to have been slain, without, however, the name of the slain man being mentioned, a fact which is thought by the wise to have presaged a future mystery. Adam, then, after the death of his younger son, begat another son called Seth. When he was now 230 years old, he lived altogether 830 years. Seth begat Enos, Enos Canaan, Canaan Malaleel, Malaleel Jared, and Jared Enoch, who on account of his righteousness is said to have been translated by God. His son was called Methusalem, who begat Lamech, from whom Noah was descended, remarkable for his righteousness, and above all other mortals dear and acceptable to God. When by this time the human race had increased to a great multitude, certain angels, whose habitation was in heaven, were captivated by the appearance of some beautiful virgins, and cherished illicit desires after them, so much so, that filling beneath their own proper nature and origin, they left the higher regions of which they were inhabitants, and allied themselves in earthly marriages. These angels, gradually spreading wicked habits, corrupted the human family, and from their alliance giants are said to have sprung, for the mixture with them of beings of a different nature, as a matter of course, gave birth to monsters. Chapter 3. God being offended by these things, and especially by the wickedness of mankind, which had gone beyond measure, had determined to destroy the whole human race. But he exempted Noah, a righteous man and of blameless life, from the destined doom. he being warned by God that a flood was coming upon the earth, built an ark of wood of immense size, and covered it with pitch so as to render it impervious to water. He was shut into it along with his wife, and his three sons and his three daughters-in-law. Pairs of birds also and of the different kinds of beasts were likewise received into it, while all the rest were cut off by a flood. Noah then, when he understood that the violence of the rain had ceased, and that the ark was quietly floating on the deep, thinking, as really was the case, that the waters were decreasing, sent forth first a raven for the purpose of inquiring into the matter, and on its not returning, having settled, as I conjecture, on the dead bodies, he then sent forth a dove. It, not finding a place of rest, returned to him, and being again sent out, it brought back an olive leaf, and manifest proof that the tops of the trees were now to be seen. Then being sent forth a third time, it returned no more, from which it was understood that the waters had subsided, and Noah accordingly went out from the ark and saw. This was done, as I reckon, 2,201 and 42 years after the beginning of the world. Chapter 4. Then Noah first of all erected an altar to God, and offered sacrifices from among the birds. 1. Immediately afterwards he was blessed by God along with his sons, and received a command that he should not eat blood, or shed the blood of any human being, because Cain, having no such precept, had stained the first stage of the world. Accordingly, the sons of Noah were alone left in the then vacant world, for he had three, Shem, Ham, and Japhet. But Ham, because he had mocked his father when senseless with wine, incurred his father's curse. His son, Chez by name, begat the giant Nebroth, too, by whom the city of Babylon is said to have been built. Many other towns are related to have been founded at that time, which I do not here intend to name one by one. But although the human race was now multiplied, and man occupied different places and islands, nevertheless all made use of one tongue, as long as the multitude, afterwards to be scattered through the whole world, kept itself in one body. These, after the manner of human nature, formed a design of obtaining a great name by constructing some great work before they should be separated from one another. They therefore attempted to build a tower which should reach up to heaven. But by the ordination of God, in order that the labors of those engaged in the work might be hindered, they began to speak in a kind of languages very different from their accustomed form of speech, while no one understood the others. This led to their being all the more readily dispersed, because, regarding each other as foreigners, they were easily induced to separate. And the world was so divided to the sons of Noah, that Shem occupied the east, Japhet the west, and Ham the intermediate parts. After this, till the time of Abraham, 8, their genealogy presented nothing very remarkable or worthy of record. Chapter 5. Abraham, whose father was Terah, was born in the 1017th year after the deluge. His wife was called Sarah, and his dwelling place was at first in the country, 1, of the Chaldeans. He then dwelt along with his father at Chari. Being at this time spoken to by God, he left his country and his father, and taking with him Lot, the son of his brother, he came into the country of the Canaanites, and settled at a place named Sichem. Ere long, owing to the want of corn, he went into Egypt, and again returned. Lot, owing to the size of the household, parted from his uncle, that he might take advantage of more spacious territories in what was then a vacant region, and settled at Sodom. That town was infamous on account of its inhabitants, males forcing themselves upon males, and it is said on that account to have been hateful to God. At that period the kings of the neighboring peoples were in arms, though previously there had been no, too, war among mankind. But the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah and of the adjacent territories went forth to battle against those who were making war upon the regions round about, and being routed at the first onset, yielded the victory to the opposite side. Then Sodom was plundered and made a spoil of by the victorious enemy, while Lot was led into captivity. When Abraham heard of this, he speedily armed his servants, to the number of 318, and, stripping of their spoils and arms the kings flushed with victory, he put them to flight. Then he was blessed by Melchizedek the priest, and gave him tithes of the spoil. He restored the remainder to those from whom it had been taken. Chapter 6. At the same time God spoke to Abraham, and promised that his seed was to be multiplied as the sand of the sea, and that his predicted seed would live in a land not his own, while his posterity would endure slavery in a hostile country for 400 years, but would afterwards be restored to liberty. Then his name was changed, as well as that of his wife, by the addition of one letter, so that instead of Abram, one, he was called Abraham, and, instead of Sarah, she was called Sarah. The mystery involved in this is by no means trifling, but it is not the part of this work to treat of it. At the same time, the law of circumcision was enjoined on Abraham, and he had by a maid servant a son called Ishmael. Moreover, when he himself was 100 years old, and his wife 90, God promised that they should have a son Isaac, the Lord having come to him along with 2 angels. Then the angels being sent to Sodom, found Lot sitting in the gate of the city. He supposed them to be human beings, and welcomed them to share in his hospitality, and provided an entertainment for them in his house. But the wicked youth of the town demanded the new arrivals for impure purposes. Lot offered them his daughters in place of his guests, but they did not accept the offer, having a desire rather for things forbidden, and then Lot himself was laid hold of with vile designs. The angels, however, speedily rescued him from danger, by causing blindness to fall upon the eyes of these unchaste sinners. Then Lot, being informed by his guests that the town was to be destroyed, went away from it with his wife and daughters, but they were commanded not to look back upon it. His wife, however, not obeying this precept, in accordance with that evil tendency of human nature which renders it difficult to abstain from things forbidden, turned back her eyes, and is said to have been at once changed into a monument. As for Sodom, it was burned to ashes by fire from heaven. And the daughters of Lot, imagining that the whole human race had perished, sought a union with their father while he was intoxicated, and hence sprung the race of Moab and Ammon. Chapter 7. Almost at the same time, when Abraham was now 100 years old, his son Isaac was born. Then Sarah expelled the maidservant by whom Abraham had had a son, and she is said to have dwelt in the desert along with her son, and defended by the help of God. Not long after this, God tried the faith of Abraham, and required that his son Isaac should be sacrificed to him by his father. Abraham did not hesitate to offer him, and had already laid the lad upon the altar, and was drawing the sword to slay him, when a voice came from heaven commanding him to spare the young man, and the ram was found at hand to be for a victim. When the sacrifice was offered, God spoke to Abraham, and promised him those things which he had already said he would bestow. But Sarah died in her 127th year, and her body was, through the care of her husband, buried in Hebron, a town of the Canaanites, for Abraham was staying in that place. Then Abraham, seeing that his son Isaac was now of youthful, one, age, for he was, in fact, in his 40th year, enjoined his servant to seek a wife for him, but only from that tribe and territory from which he himself was known to be descended. He was instructed, however, on finding the girl, to bring her into the land of the Canaanites, and not to suppose that Isaac would return into the country of his father for the purpose of obtaining a wife. In order that the servant might carry out those instructions zealously, Abraham administered an oath to him, while his hand rested on the thigh of his master. The servant accordingly set out for Mesopotamia, and came to the town of Nechor, the brother of Abraham. He entered into the house of Bethuel, the Syrian, son of Nechor, and having seen Rebekah, a beautiful virgin, the daughter of Nechor, he asked for her, and brought her to his master. After this, Abraham took a wife named Keturah, who is called in the Chronicles his concubine, and begat children by her. But he left his possessions to Isaac, the son of Sarah, while, at the same time, He distributed gifts to those whom he had begotten by his concubines, and thus they were separated from Isaac. Abraham died after a life of 175 years, and his body was laid in the tomb of Sarah his wife. Chapter 8. Now, Rebekah, having long been barren, at length, through the unceasing prayers of her husband to the Lord, brought forth twins about 20 years after the time of her marriage. These are said to have often leapt, one, in the womb of their mother, and it was announced by the answer of the Lord on this subject, that to peoples were foretold in these children, and that the either would, in rank, be inferior to the younger. Well, the first that was born, bristling over with hair, was called Esau, while Jacob was the name given to the younger. At that time, a grievous famine had taken place. Under the pressure of this necessity, Isaac went to Gerar, to King Abimelech, having been warned by the Lord not to go down into Egypt. There he is promised the possession of the whole land, and is blessed, and having been greatly increased in cattle and every kind of substance, he is, under the influence of envy, driven out by the inhabitants. Thus expelled from that region, he sojourned by the well, known as the well, too, of the oath. By and by, being advanced in years, and his eyesight being gone, as he made ready to bless his son Esau, Jacob, through the counsel of his mother, Rebekah, presented himself to be blessed in the place of his brother. Thus Jacob is set before his brother as the one to be honored by the princes and the peoples. Esau, enraged by these occurrences, plotted the death of his brother. Jacob, owing to the fear thus excited, and by the advice of his mother, fled into Mesopotamia, having been urged by his father to take a wife of the house of Laban, Rebekah's brother. So great was their care, while they dwelt in a strange country, that their children should marry within their own kindred. Thus Jacob, setting out for Mesopotamia, is said in sleep to have had a vision of the Lord, and on that account regarding the place of his dream as sacred, he took a stone from it, and he vowed that, if he returned in prosperity, the name of the pillar should be the house of the Lord, and that he would devote to God the tithes of all the possessions he had gained. Then he betook himself to Laban, his mother's brother, and was kindly received by him to share in his hospitality as the acknowledged son of his sister. Chapter 9. Laban had two daughters, Leah and Rachel, but Leah had tender eyes, while Rachel is said to have been beautiful. Jacob, captivated by her beauty, burned with love for the virgin, and, asking her in marriage from the father, gave himself up to a servitude of 7 years. But when the time was fulfilled, Leah was foisted upon him, and he was subjected to another servitude of 7 years, after which Rachel was given him. But we are told that she was long barren, while Leah was fruitful. Of the sons whom Jacob had by Leah, the following are the names: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and a daughter Dinah, while there were born to him by the handmaid of Leah, Gad and Asher, and by the handmaid of Rachel, Don and Naphtali. But Rachel, after she had despaired of offspring, bare Joseph. Then Jacob, being desirous of returning to his father, when Laban his father-in-law had given him a portion of the flock as a reward for his service, and Jacob the son-in-law, thinking him not to be acting justly in that matter, while he, also, suspected deceit on his part, privately departed about the 30th year after his arrival. Rachel, without the knowledge of her husband, stole the idols, one, of her father, and on account of this injury Laban followed his son-in-law, but not finding his idols, returned, after being reconciled, having straitly charged his son-in-law not to take other wives in addition to his daughters. Then Jacob, going on his way, is said to have had a vision of angels and of the army, too, of the Lord. But, as he directed his journey past the region of Edom, which his brother Esau inhabited, suspecting the temper of Esau, he first sent messengers and gifts to try him. Then he went to meet his brother, but Jacob took care not to trust him beyond what he could help. On the day before the brothers were to meet, God, taking a human form, is said to have wrestled with Jacob. And when he had prevailed with God, Still he was not ignorant that his adversary was no mere immortal, and therefore begged to be blessed by him. Then his name was changed by God, so that from Jacob he was called Israel. But when he, in turn, inquired of God the name of God, he was told that that should not be asked after because it was wonderful. 3. Moreover, from that wrestling, the breadth, 4, of Jacob's thigh shrank.